Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. As we head into another weekend, I would encourage you to make plans to worship God together with others from wherever you are. And if that means being able to worship in a church building at your local congregation, that's great. But if it means worshiping at home with your family, using tools from your local congregation, online or in some fashion such as that, be sure to do that as well. Today, as I spent time with God, I'm continuing in the In Christ Alone, Discovering Your Identity in Christ, devotional journal. And today's topic is In Christ, I Am Built Up. As I think about that, I think about the friends that I know who are really into physical fitness and probably would be better described as beyond physical fitness. But really into bodybuilding and weightlifting and trying to increase the amount of weight that they can lift. And what I've discovered in watching their stories and paying attention to them is it doesn't happen overnight. It's not something that you can simply say to yourself or to anyone else, you know what? I think tomorrow I'm going to go out and bench press 500 pounds. And if you would say that and you've not worked on it at all, I think people would kind of look at you funny. Say, well, that's not going to work. And yet, there are people who do that, not next day, but work their way up to lifting an incredible amount of weight. And they do that a day at a time by being built up physically. Some years ago, we had a group that I was a part of that was, well, to put it gently, we're more into physical fitness than I am. And they thought it would be fun to develop a fitness challenge for the summer. And I always laughed. I jokingly referred to it as a fatness challenge. And I would always tell them, I said, to win this, I don't really have to get into shape. I just have to thwart your efforts and to keep you from getting into shape. And so I would bring in donuts. I would bring in this or that, or we would take them out to eat somewhere that was high calorie. And it was all being done in fun, but in reality, that's kind of the ploy of our enemy. To win, he doesn't have to get into shape. He just has to keep us from being built up into Christ. Paul writes and he talks about physical fitness being of some value, but a greater value was spiritual fitness, of our faith being built up, of being strengthened. It's fascinating because the scripture teaches that even our faith is a gift from God. But it's by using it, it's by putting it into practice that we help it to grow. And so as we do the things that require faith, it is strengthened. It is built up in Christ. I think one of the great lessons that we ought to be learning out of this COVID-19 pandemic is how valuable one another can be in our desire to be built up. You see, I believe it's the reason that God, one of the reasons where God says to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And it's funny, as one with a literal mind, I hear that and I automatically think of Mr. Potato Head and assembling ourselves. And okay, we'll put this here and an arm here and an eye over here. And obviously, that's not what Scripture is talking about. It's talking about getting together to encourage one another, to build up one another. And yes, we're able to do that to some extent virtually, online, and in all of these other ways. We can do that through phone calls and social media messaging, and we can stay connected. But it isn't the same. It's a substitute, and at times it's a necessary substitute. But it is a substitute. And so as we live life, earlier this week I had the opportunity to witness a baptism. And the family members and a few others had gathered. And as neat as that was, and not to take away from the baptism at all, but that fellowship of worship was different than the worship that I've been able to do at home by watching an online stream. And as we live life in these times, we obviously have to do what we need to do. But we need to find ways to continually build up one another. One of the downsides of social media, and there are many, upsides too, but is how easy it is to tear one another down. Everybody has to be an expert. Everybody has to have the last word. And I can post my opinion, but if people don't agree with it, the assumption is they are required in their mind to disagree publicly, to try to prove to me why my opinion is wrong. And so social media becomes a very divisive medium. And we no longer build up one another. And it's so difficult to avoid that which is non-productive, because it's so easy to respond without thinking, without praying, without seeking God's wisdom and counsel. And yet it's in the midst of this that it's also that tool that allows us to build up one another if we use it in that manner, to encourage one another, to share positive response, to choose to be silent when there's an opinion we don't agree with, but it is simply a matter of opinion. To correct privately if things need corrected, but today as we pray, I would encourage you to seek God's wisdom in not only how you are being built up in Christ, but how that translates into you being involved in building up others. See, we live in a time where it's a day-to-day process. The encouragement you receive today will last until noon on a good day. On unless you receive more. Because by then you will have been knocked down more times than this short video of encouragement can overcome. And so being built up needs to be a continual thing. In Christ, in His Word, but through one another. So spend time today praying about how God would have you to be built up in your faith so that you can be involved in building up others and encouraging them. One of these characters in the Bible, a guy that became known as Barnabas because it meant encourager or son of encouragement. When you think about your coworkers, when you think about your family members, when you think about those that you worship God together with each week, whether in person or virtually, when you think about your classmates, when you think about the people around you, how would their life change if you were known, if you had the reputation, if you lived out the life of an encourager? That they would see you coming and they would know, I'm going to be encouraged. They're going to say something. They're going to share something. They're going to do something. I don't know about you, but there are many people that I've unfollowed on social media just because everything is discouraging. Everything is an attack on something. And there's only so much of that that we can handle before we ourselves become so discouraged that we give up. And so as you are built up in Christ, as this process of being built up into the head of the body continues, take the time to build up one another. When God brings a person to mind today, take the time to encourage them in some way. Send them a card, make a phone call, send a private message. Be the encourager that builds up others just as Christ builds up you. Would you take some time today and pray with me? Father, thank you that you are a God who knows what we need and has provided it, made it accessible to us. That as you have placed faith within us, you've given us the tools to make it grow, to have it built up. That through exercising our faith, we find that it increases and is strengthened. That this day-to-day use and walk by faith ends up growing our faith to such an extent that it becomes more and more natural. Father, today as we live life being built up in Christ, may we be the encouragers that help others to grow. May we be mindful about the things that we say, the things that we share on social media, the things that we express with our actions. May we examine them for whether they build up or whether they tear down. Father, teach us how to correct in appropriate and beneficial ways when that's needed, but also teach us how to accept varying opinions that simply are opinions, without feeling the need to correct or put down or demean others. Father, as we live day to day, may we look to our heroes of faith. And whether there are people from Scripture, such as the Hebrews passage that we often refer to as the Hall of Faith, or whether there's people that in our own life that we have looked to for years because of their faithful living. But whichever it is, may we look at them and recognize that it was a process that was strengthened and grown by being built up day in and day out. And so, Father, as we live by faith, may we grow by faith. Father, as this season of pandemic continues, help us to value the ways that we can build up one another. Even as we long for a return to physical gatherings, may we not wait for those to be the encourager, to be the one that builds up our friend, our neighbor, even our enemy. Father, guard our keyboards, our electronic devices, our minds. Help us to look to you and to pray and to seek your wisdom before we post and we share and we comment. God, today, may we begin a new reputation, or at least an increased reputation of an encourager. Oh, Father, I pray for the children in our communities and our homes, that throughout all of this, that we would encourage them to grow, to enjoy life because of Christ. That they would see the joy of our salvation and know that it is something that they also long for, and that they also can have. Father, I do pray that this virus would be gone, that you would continue to give wisdom to those who seek it, and that you would be glorified for your work in bringing an end to this pandemic. Father, that we would trust you more and more each day. Father, for the hatred and the anger and so much that continues to spill out in our nation, may we have a better understanding of how the enemy is dividing us, so that we would not fall into that trap, but that we would continue to be encouragers even in that scene. Father, may we represent Jesus well. May our life show that we have been built up, and may it show that we are continuing to be built up. May we offer grace and mercy and compassion to those who are also in the process of growing. Just as we recognize a toddler stumbling and falling at times, and not condemning them, but helping them up and encouraging them, may we do the same for one another. as we grow in Christ, as we build up into Him. Oh, Father, this day, may all that we say and all that we do be filtered through Your Spirit. May we lift up Jesus. May He be glorified through us. Oh, Father, today, may the encouragement we receive from You be passed on to one another, so that by the end of the day, each one of us can rest securely, knowing that we've been built up more than the world has tried to tear us down. Father, as we're built up, may we lift up Jesus, that He would draw many to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great day. May you be blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.